Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 7:41 this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Of course, a week ago, all those matric results coming through. And, you know, for those that were able to attain a bachelor's pass, some great stuff in terms of, you know, heading on into the world of tertiary education and being able to smash out all those goals. But of course, for those that haven't been placed just yet or are taking a gap year or a few weeks off and, you know, still wanting to go out and study, you know, what exactly is on offer and how do you not fall prey to, you know, some of the sales scams, so to speak, that come about, you know, when institutions or so-called institutions are trying to sell you degrees and diplomas, and all of this comes at a cost. So how do you select what's best for you? But this morning we are going to be joined online by the General Manager of the Independent Institution of Education to provide some insight on this for us. Peter Creel, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners.
So of course, you know, firstly, what advice would you have for those who are currently searching for tertiary institutions to perhaps be a part of?
I think the first piece of advice is that don't despair, it's not too late. You likely not to get in, and I'm generalizing, not to get into a public university because most of their application dates closed, and as you know, space in the public university environment is quite limited. But there are a number of private institutions that still accept students that are open for business, and the key message in that regard, because sometimes people are skeptical about private institutions, is to make sure that the qualification you want to enroll for is accredited and that the institution actually exists and is registered with the Department of Higher Education and Training. If you cover those two aspects, you're pretty secure. What many people don't know or realize is that in South Africa, there's one quality assurance system. So whether you're a public university or a legitimate private higher education institution, the process of getting qualifications accredited and registered is exactly the same. So the message is make sure you just check two things. Is the qualification accredited and is this institution that's selling you something registered? And if the answer to those two questions is yes, you're pretty safe.
Now, Peter, you know, how would you go about, you know, finding out the legitimacy in terms of these institutions, these qualifications? I mean, nowadays, when we see links on social media to these websites, everything looks pretty legit on the outside. You know, what exactly should you be doing in terms of ticking those boxes?
Of course, the scammers is going to make it look legitimate for a reason, you know. So there are two easy ways. There's a number of ways that you can check, but I'm going to give you two really, really easy ways. The first one is the qualification accredited. Now, in South Africa, there's one singular database, if you want to call it that, of all accredited qualifications, regardless of institution. And that you can find on the South African Qualifications Authority website. It's saqa.org.za. You go in there, you search for your qualification that somebody is selling you, and if it's on the SAQA website with a SAQA ID number or a NQF number, then you know the qualification is accredited. Mm-hmm. Tick box one. Tick box two is the institution registered. You go onto the website of the Department of Higher Education and Training. At the top, there's a little tab that says resources. Within that, there's an option that says register, and there you will find a register of all registered private higher education institutions. So you go onto that. It's a very easy document. You scroll down. You search for the name of the place that is selling you a qualification. And if the name is on that register and it says accredited, tick box two.
All right. Now, of course, you know, in terms of those that will be heading into perhaps selecting an institution, like you mentioned, perhaps not public ones, but private ones, you know, why is it crucial to speak to a career advisor prior to applying for either, you know, a degree, a diploma, a qualification, or that institution for that matter?
You know what, different institutions suit different people. Some young people prefer really big institutions, big classrooms. Others prefer smaller institutions, smaller classrooms. But I think the key is everybody, and I'm generalizing again because there is a percentage of people who may study just to study, but everybody goes and studies with a goal to find a job. Okay? And you want to be as certain as you can be that when you've gone through 3 or 4 years doing a degree, that you will be able to walk into the workplace and actually contribute. You know, you often hear industry criticizing and say students come in with a lot of theoretical knowledge, but they can't do the job. And you want to be sure, or as sure as possible, that the qualification you're doing is in fact going to get you a job one day or give you stand good chance to get a job. And for institutions to realize that, they need to work with industry. You know, they need to be out there, they need to talk to industry, they need to know what's happening, what are the changes, how do we keep up to date. And you would quickly hear from whoever you speak to on any campus, be it the private or public institution, are they trying to use words to impress you, or do they really mean what they're saying? You know, and it doesn't have to be elaborate. They don't have to oversell, but you just hear the generosity in what they're telling you.
Now, Peter, you know, for those matriculants that perhaps have missed the bus in terms of, you know, getting into a public institution, and perhaps, you know, there's still time in terms of the private institutions, but how important is it, you know, not to fall prey to the pressure that one would find happens in various families and various, you know, living structures where, oh, so-and-so's cousin or so-and-so is going to, or is studying at a public institution. Now, I've got to get into some sort of institution come hell or high water so that I'm studying for this academic year of 2020. You know, how important is it for students not to fall prey to this?
You know, my advice in my over 20 years in higher education to parents normally is please don't pressurize your child into a specific direction. It's really key that somebody enrolls for a qualification that is right for them, an institution that's right for them, and all of those things. It's almost guaranteed that young people who enroll for a qualification that they're not interested in or is not their choice don't make it. And of course, the risk on the part of the young person is you spend a year, maybe 2 years, maybe even 3 years of your time doing that. You're going to try and change direction. It's going to add time to you being able to find a job because now you haven't completed your studies. And of course, on the part of the parents or sponsors, or maybe even you're paying your own fees, the expense to do that is huge. So my advice would be rather take a gap year, a productive gap year, not lying in front of the TV, if you're not certain what you want to do. But don't just enroll for anything and say, well, that course is full, let me do something else. It's a wrong decision to make.
Peter, any final comment from yourself for this morning?
Make sure that you do what is right for you, right qualification, right institution, and please the two tick boxes. Is the qualification accredited and is the institution registered? And if you do that, best of luck, your door is open to your future and you will definitely make a success of it.
Great stuff. Well, Peter Creel, we thank you for joining us this morning. We do appreciate your time.